All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
It's Nigeria's Independence Day. I know last week we continued what we have been talking about spiritual order. And I wanted to end it last time by focusing on the power of the blood. Because I kept on talking about spiritual order, the fact that God is a judge. And that there's nothing that occurs on this earth without his, not just his permission, like we try to say, but his express commandment. But I needed to emphasize also that, in fact, I said it before, that the mercy of God has a name. And the name of the mercy of God is who? Jesus Christ. All right. So that everything that God refuses, because no sin ever goes unpunished in God's presence. None. Every single one must be punished. The only thing is that when he wanted to show us mercy, he took the whole punishment, all right, for your sins and from even the one you confess today, all right, and repent of. The punishment is applied, all right, to Jesus Christ. Yes, it was applied to him. Then you just take hold of that and it's applied so as to give you mercy, so as to show you mercy. So I said that's where I wanted to lay my emphasis. And then for that reason, I wanted us to just declare some things concerning that blood. But then, of course, as is often my character, we finished preaching and we didn't get to that. So I would like us to do part of it today, but today, because it's Nigeria's Independence Day, I also like talking about the country again. A friend of mine there in Abuja right now, I don't know where they are finished, they organized a prayer summit for the country. And from there, from that platform, they are prophesying good again for Nigeria. Don't ever forget this. I've been saying it's Independence Day, so I just want to talk about this briefly. Don't ever forget this. It's a battle of what?
Words.
It's a battle of what? It's a battle of words. And the power that Satan has. Now, remember I said that God is a judge. Anybody that wins, God will rule in the person's favor. If you come before his throne, even if you are his son, all right? But Satan wins the argument against you, he will rule against you. God, that's what it means to be just. As a judge, he has to be just. So what you do is to ensure that you do not lose. And I said before, it's all a battle of words, okay? And Satan, that doesn't have the kind of power people think he has, what he does is try and persuade people to join him in accusations against them. You understand my point? That is, you as an individual, your life is on trial. Your nation, Nigeria, is on trial. And Satan himself cannot do anything against the country. So what he does is that he will gather and speak to the people and say, do evil against yourself. Are you getting my point? And when they do evil, God has no choice. All right, he now uses that as a way of accusing them before God. And the Lord will have no choice but to pour down judgment upon the land. And then sometimes, of course, which happens a lot in our country, you have what the Bible calls the salt of the earth, which is the church of God that is there. And he expects those people to be the ones crying for mercy for the land. But they don't. They don't realize it. Satan persuades them. He reminds them that, look at it, Boko Haram, one of my friends there, he says, never say Boko Haram. He's the one leading the prayer in Abuja. He said, never say Boko Haram. He said, because David never called Goliath Goliath. He said, all he ever did was call him an uncircumcised Philistine. So when you call the name, you are affirming what they are saying. So you never hear him use that expression. He will tell you, agents of darkness. That's his own title for them. He said, these agents of darkness. He said, David used to say, this uncircumcised Philistine. So his own name is these agents of darkness. So they will say, let me just borrow that from him, that these agents of darkness just went somewhere and killed students who were in school. And then you respond. There are different ways you can respond. You can respond and say, what is going on? This country is really in trouble. Satan says, thank you, thank you. He adds that as part of the accusation against the nation before the throne of God. And there is no evidence against you as strong as your own words. If you know anything about law, if all the evidence says you are not the one that did it, you just went and say, I did it. Are you getting my point?
Yes,
I mean, what's the argument again? You said I did it. So for that reason, you've lost. So that's what happens. Satan will now persuade the people. All right? Look at this power thing. Okay? I said it before. Once a student came to me, he said, Nigeria cannot have uninterrupted power supply. I was so angry, I threw him out of my office. It was my student. He came to ask me for a favor. They were compiling their yearbook. So they wanted me to write something special for them. I was their lecturer. They were graduating. When he uttered that statement, I drove him away from my office. I said, get out from here. I mean, he would have been wondering because he was a very intelligent boy. I'm sure amongst his colleagues, he used to do a lot of arguing. He didn't know that for me, it's not about sense. It's a prophetic word. He said, sir, minimum wage is only this thing. I said, you are intelligent. You should know there's a difference between minimum and maximum. If minimum wage is 18,000 naira, it means maximum wage may be 18 billion naira. Minimum is minimum. He didn't cap it anywhere. But for me, when he said that, I said, get up and get out. So I said, get out from my office. He didn't know my own issue was not about, I wasn't there to reason. We are prophesying. Are you getting my point? Seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of this shall fail. Because once the mouth of the Lord speaks, his spirit goes out and gathers. I said, we are prophesying what we want the spirit of God to go and gather. You are here to be supporting Satan against us. Get up and get out from my presence. I insisted he left my office. That's when he knew that this guy is not finding this thing funny. He will have wondered what is personal about this matter. I said, these are prayers we have been praying. People keep on saying, you hear, 2015, Nigeria will break. Let me tell you something. If it doesn't break, it is not because, like they said before, that it wouldn't break and that it would break and it did not. If it doesn't, it's not because they were wrong. I don't know what I get my point. It is because somebody has said it will not break. And the words of the person who said it will not was more powerful than their own. I was preaching on the church. I told them, I said, listen. I said, look, when I came to Enugu, at least, that was the year 2000. Now, let me tell you, time does not develop anything. I hope you understand that. The only thing time does is to decay things. All right? He said that Nigeria is 53 years old. Can you imagine a 53-year-old baby that can't walk yet, that can't talk, that can't grow teeth? Have you ever seen a baby that is kept and abandoned, that began to walk and grow teeth and survive? No. It is care. Are you getting what I'm saying? So what we need to do is care for it. You get what I'm saying? That I say, listen, all this talk and talk and talk, it is Satan persuading people. That's what I'm trying to say. They look at all the problems that are happening, then they persuade people, say like this, it will break. And people will sit down and shake their head and say, Nigeria is going to break. I said, what is going to break it? The only thing that will break it is when we all agree it will break. It's the power of the words that we are uttering. That's all. You know, in the church just now, I saw a lot of traffic we had to encounter in certain areas because there was plenty celebration on the road, Nigeria's independence. So Yinka was not telling him that one of his friends told him that he worried, that if you get there, that na real serious party all over the town. I said, praise God. That was my response. I said, I'm happy Nigerians are celebrating it. And for me, it's not just about celebration. It's more about the fact that you realize that this is your own thing. Are you getting my point? And you are proud of it. You are happy about it. Those things release spiritual substances into the environment. All right? They do. I was telling them, I said, listen, when I came to Enugu that time, it wasn't so final. I said, but we began to prophesy. I said, good then. It's been getting finer and finer. I said, one day they started building banks. I said, because Charles Soludo became CBN governor and instructed the banks to put a branch near there's a way he gave the instruction then. So all the banks that were not even in the east had to come to Enugu and build a branch. I said, it's a prophetic word that's been fulfilled. Then one day a governor came, began to repair the roads, put streetlights everywhere. Then they appointed one woman, Minister of Aviation, and turned our airport to international. I told them, you have not seen anything yet. We are just starting. Yes, I said, very soon, we'll supply power to you people here. Yes. That we will build our power plant here. We'll have so much power, we won't know what else to do with it. We'll give them in a back leak, give them in Onitsha, give them in Oka, we'll be distributing it. Why? Because right now we are prophesying it. It's not because it's natural. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? That's what I want to emphasize. So you see, it's a good country. Why is it good? Because we said so. The reason why it's good is because we said so. It is not because it looks good. We don't care. We are not judging after the seeing of our eyes. We are not judging after the hearing of our ears. Someone said, how can a whole president? I don't care. Whatever the president is doing, he will do the will of God that we have decreed. He won't know when he's doing it. He will do it. He will command things that will make the nation prosper. He will command things that will make you and I prosper. I like the story I told all that time about Tunde Bakare, when God wanted to prosper him. I don't know whether it's Babangida or Diagmo. They sat down and changed the law so that the man might prosper. And they did not even know him. But they made the law to favor him because there was a prophetic word that had gone forth from the mouth of Pastor Iya Adeboye, who together they prayed. And that word went out to rearrange laws so that he might prosper. What am I going to say? That's the reason why Nigeria is prospering. That is the reason. Today is Nigeria's 53rd independence anniversary. And we are saying it again today that this country is good in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, people read the Bible sometimes. They don't get the principle. They start making certain laws that pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that. So people will now face the East like Muslims. I'm doing, you know, the way they say, pray for Jerusalem before you can prosper. I say, you guys are making a mistake. This is your own Jerusalem. Yes, this is your own Jerusalem. Everywhere that you are is your own Jerusalem. Because you will understand the promises of God, they are only confirmed in Christ Jesus. So if that is a promise, it's only confirmed where the people of God are. And the one that concerns me primarily is this nation where I'm in. And there's a commandment like that. They said, pray for that land that I send you in as exiles. Pray for its peace. Pray for its prosperity. Ask God's favor for that land. It's a commandment. Are you getting my point? And that is the primary thing. People say, face Jerusalem, wish Jerusalem well. I say, bro, Jerusalem, you wait your turn. Yes, I mean the physical Jerusalem. Because the spiritual Jerusalem is the gathering of the people of God. Christians make me marvel sometimes. They say, a nation can only prosper when it has diplomatic relations with Israel. But they don't have diplomatic relations with the church. Any head of state that wants to prosper, should call the Christians and say, I hope all you guys are comfortable. That is the diplomatic relations he needs. She called them and said, I hope you guys are comfortable. Is there any law that's hurting you? Let us turn the law around now. That is, may they prosper that love her. That's the point I'm making. This is where the church of God that you know is primarily tabernacled. You pray for its peace, you will prosper in it. Listen, if you really, really, really want to prosper in a country like this, all right? If you really want to prosper in a country like this, be careful that your words are always words of blessing that you are sowing into the land. Because God counts those things when he's returning the blessing to you. He does. That's a matter of fact. And listen, if this nation will go forward, though, it is because you and I are driving it forward. It is not because time is making it prosper. Never, never. It is because somebody, even Isaac Newton taught us that one now. Every object continues in straight of not going anywhere. Yes, my point. You know, it's not going anywhere. It's a state of rest. Or uniform motion in the direction of evil. He wants to go and crash over the cliff. Until an external prayer, you understand what I'm saying? Acting upon it compels it to do otherwise. And that's your prayer and mine is what will compel it to do otherwise. So we declare to the country, you are going somewhere good in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That word that Charles Ludo gave that time was prophetic. It's not only prophets that prophesy. A lot of men prophesy and they don't know. A high priest in Israel prophesied and he did not know he was prophesying. Thought he was giving wise counsel. Says it's better for one person to die rather than for the whole nation to die. Let's kill this one. Meanwhile, it was a prophetic word. Charles Ludo said that this is Vision 2020. By the year 2020, Nigeria will be amongst the top 20 nations economically on this earth. Amen. It's a prophecy. We hereby affirm it again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This one I like to say all the time, uninterrupted power supply, that one is our portion. Amen. Professor Chinedu Nebo, he said he will cast out demons out of the power sector. And I can assure you, the demons are inside pigs and they have drowned in the Atlantic. Amen. Therefore, we will have uninterrupted power supply very shortly. Amen. There was a way my mother said it. Once I went to my, she was lamenting about the power sector. She said, the rain that fell on Nitel. Is that God? That rain will fall on Nepa. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
What was she saying? Because, of course, you know, this days is... she has two lines, you know. My sister has two lines. Everybody in the house has a line. My son has a phone. I don't know how many lines I have. The other day, one of my phones rang, and it was somebody from places there. This is I'm coming from Airtel. I said, please, I'm in a hurry. Call me back in 1 hour, in my mind. She will call back in 1 hour, but the phone will be off. Because the line is a postpaid line I hardly use. Just lying down there. You check on top of my drive, you see SIM cards. They all work, you know, but one network will vex you. Remove their SIM card. Do it like this. Put another one for 200 naira. Buy a Nokia phone for 2005. I mean, that's what my mother thought of and said, the rain that fell on that telecom sector. Now we are prophesying it again. That kind of shower of blessing will fall upon our power sector in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So you come to a time, listen to this, people will be knocking at your door. Good morning, we are from ABC Power Company. We're hoping you will switch over to our services. So what are you guys offering? They say free air conditioner at 12 midnight. It will happen to you.
Amen.
It will happen very soon. No?
Amen.
Don't look at them and say, no. Early by 12 is too hot, it's too cool. I really like it earlier. So what rates are you guys offering? I don't like people say, the way you bill, I don't like. No, I'm switching to the other company. And they will announce to you, 2 days ahead, please, sir. Between, it, of course, maintenance will have to be when you have gone to work, not when you're at home sleeping with your family. And you will experience it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank God for Alhaji Aliko Dangote, who signed the deal for 16 billion. By 2015, they will start. Is it 16 billion? 18 billion. $18 billion. That by 2015, the largest refinery in Africa will start operating. It will happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said, I call a bell of prey from the east and a man of my purpose from a distant country. He is a man of God's purpose.
Amen.
In that one, it will happen in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, this country is good. I said it is good.
Amen.
On its anniversary, we declare again that this country is good.
Amen.
As for all those agents of darkness, in fact, I don't know what to pray about them again because we have said all the prayers and all the prayers are working already. It's just that there's a spiritual principle there. God has given a time, all right? Normally times things. So this is a period that the indignation will be over. The one I want to prophesy seriously. Kidnapping will be history.
Amen.
In a short while, in this country, it will be history.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I told the Lord, if you want to kill people, even if you are the one that wants to kill them, that's God himself. I'm tired of hearing gunshot injury. Use disease to kill somebody that you don't like. I don't like the gunshot in Nigeria again. What am I saying? You know God, they choose method. That gunshot method, I don't like it. Because I know God still has to kill people once in a while. It's not only the devil that kills, God kills. Every evil doer that won't let us progress, God will kill him.
Amen.
All those that sponsor kidnapping, God will kill them.
Amen.
All those that sponsor terrorism, they will die suddenly.
Amen.
This is the time you need MFM. Not those imaginary enemies. These ones that sponsor terrorism, somersault and die. By fire, by fire. Hey, if you want to repent, better repent quick. When thy judgments are upon the earth, the inhabitants thereof, they learn righteousness. So I told the Lord, even those when you want to kill them, either you use hanging, you know, they try the fellow, find him guilty, you hang him. Or kill him by hepatitis. Lassa fever. Ebola virus. Because there was a time, God, after God destroyed everything, he said, okay, I will not use this water method again.
Yes.
So, no, I've thought about it, because sometimes God is the one that wants to destroy, but I said, God, there are some kind of destruction I don't like to hear about. All this one of gunshot injury from armed robbers, road traffic accident, I don't like it. If you are the ones that want to kill an evildoer, give him a meningioma, you know, give him a glioma or something. bust his brain open with one aneurysm. Do something that will know it's God. The Lord is good. I'm laughing, eh? But I'm serious. Because no matter how much you pray, God still has to kill people. If people will not repent, if they will not repent, God will do like this. What do you want me to do? Before this guy destroys too much good, one angel will ice him. So we are asking him for such levels of icing. We should use either judicial method. The fellow goes on trial. You understand? He can appeal. Finally, they hang him. Or can give him a dissecting aneurysm. These are what they call natural death. I prefer, no, really. That's just my prayer to go and pray. That one will know that, okay, it is God that did that one. Are you getting my point? All of this for me is a sign of progress. That we will progress, that this country is progressing. And listen, let me just say this. The husbandman that labors must be a first partaker of the fruit. Everyone who desires good for this nation and spends their time uttering words and asking God's favor upon the land, you will prosper therein in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say you will prosper therein in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is my declaration. You will prosper therein in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, places that people run to go and look for money, you will go there to go and spend money.
Amen.
Are you getting my point?
Yes,
you will go there to go and spend money. Listen, because you loved this land and you prophesied good upon it and you sought the face of God, all right, for favor upon the land, therefore, favor will be in your home in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, favor will be in your businesses in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, God will shield you from all evil in this land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray for the... You see, we are praying. What is it we are doing? We are praying, we are prophesying. This land will be... You know, somebody reminded me on the chat that I said that, listen to one of my messages, that I said that it is Africans that can evangelize the Arab countries. I said it's true. It's a matter of fact, and there's a reason for it. What I'm bringing out is the fact that, see all this decadence that America and Europe is trying to export to us. Force, okay, you don't believe in homosexual marriages, but they want to force you to recognize it. That's what they're trying to do. You don't believe in it, but it will force you to recognize it. A man has a hotel. Said I've written about it. The hotel may close because he's taking a hard stance against it. He's in his own place. He only recognizes. There's the way it is. He's a Christian. There's the way he organizes his hotel. He recognizes couples. You understand? So they're not forcing him to recognize homosexual couples. So the man said, lie. I will close down. Don't worry. No, that's it. But this is my prophetic word again. In this country, it will not happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This will be a place where people are looking for religious liberty. They can actually come and live.
Amen.
Righteousness will be entrenched in our laws in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I like the way the people responded. You know, when you hear of the mark of the beast, that you will not be able to buy or sell except you take the mark. If I tell you this, I'm lying. He's laughing. As I come in just now, one of the young boss overtook us. Boom! I saw the number of the boss, 666. I said, they don't go church for that company. I said, listen, if I jump the number now, is it by force that because you have so many bosses, you must give it the number 666? We're just making a joke about it. The boss was in front of us for a long time. If I said, Yinka first overtook it, when I saw it, I said, slow down, let him overtake so we can photograph it. I have pictures of the bus with the number 666. Serial number of the company numbering their buses. Now, there's a reason why I just remember that. A lot of people are waiting for when somebody will say, bring your head. Bam! And I said that Motorola made a chip you put at the back of your hand. That if you take it, you are going to hell. That's not true. The real number of 666, it's operating. The spirit of the Antichrist already there. Let me prove it to you. They said, withdraw financial aid from countries that don't recognize homosexuality. That is the pressure. The African said, go to hell with your aid. All the African countries gathered together and started making laws. They said, it is anti-gay. He said, yes. He said, their only way of putting pressure is money. No financial aid. No aid to countries that don't legalize homosexuality. The Africans said, that aid, we don't want it. That aid has S after it. You say, we don't want. And you know, God is always raising defense. You know why the Europeans and Americans are cool on that? They know once they do shakara, Chinese people will jump inside. So if you like, hang gay people, we don't care. You know, that was why God raised China up. He's not realizing it. That was why God raised China up. It cooled down all the noise that UK and US wants to make. Because once you are making too much, say, won't buy your oil again. Say, no problem, we'll sell it to China. And China is begging China is begging. No, China has a huge population. They have a rapidly expanding economy. They need a lot of commodities. They need a lot of it. Now, when Americans see now they reduce their tempo. And say, okay, don't say it publicly. We'll say it publicly. Because they have to please somebody at home. This is our prayer again for Nigeria. That it will be a land of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That God will give us the kind of prosperity that won't let anybody threaten us that with withdrawal of aid. Amen. So that we can recognize their unrighteous and ungodly laws. Amen. No, this country will be a place where people of righteousness can hide. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everyone who will rise up to come and promote unrighteousness, Father God, we hand him over to you. Do with him as you please. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. On this anniversary of Nigeria's independence, we declare again that goodness is his portion.
Amen.
Righteousness will dwell in her.
Amen.
Favor is upon her.
Amen.
Evil is cast away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every door, every demon that rushed in because men did evil. Lord, you said we are the salt of the earth. We rise up as your people again and we declare that those doors are closed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for God's mercy upon this land. Amen. Therefore, we cast out all those demons in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that will rise up as an obstruction to the spread of the gospel of Jesus. Once again, we say, Lord, break it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If it is a religion, scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If it's a political party, scatter them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that will rise up against the spread of this gospel, we say be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, what a lot of people used to say, divide the country. I said, when you talk like that, you don't understand that land is important to God. Yes. While I was in Sokoto, actually, I just laid down. That was just about 3 weeks ago. Or how many weeks now? About 2-3 weeks ago. One day I laid down inside the hotel where I was staying and I was meditating. And I thought about many things, all the crisis in the country. My friend tell me things that happened during the heat of the crisis and all of that. And of course, most people say, go away from me, run away from here. And all of this kind of, course, he doesn't have that attitude at all. And I don't have that attitude also. God gives you an assignment, fulfill it. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I never thought about it. So why are we going through all of this? A little thing that came to my mind. I realized that land, physical land, this land, is important to God. It's a sign of a spiritual thing, all right, which I don't want to start discussing now because I don't understand it fully. And I don't want us to take time on it. But I realized that for God, it's important. It's a sign of spiritual progress. He doesn't run away from land. He claims it. No, he doesn't. He claims it. If he can't claim the land, he destroys everybody that's on it and puts a new set of people in there. No, God, he doesn't play with it. He said the earth is the Lord's. It's his own. So he lays claim to every inch of it. And listen, everywhere you drive away the knowledge of God, eventually he destroys the people on it. As if to say, this is my land. If you can't use it effectively, leave it. Go somewhere else. Or I bury you under it. No, that's it. That is why I don't like Christians talking in Southern and saying, divide the country. And, you ain't dividing nothing. No, you ain't dividing anything. It's not your own. Not dividing. I'm not ceding any square inch of this land to any agent of darkness. Not one square inch. Every place where the sun, because this sun belongs to God, this rain belongs to Him, the crude oil belongs to Him. Are you getting my point? The fruit of the land, when you cultivate, poor plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the increase. The increase that comes from the land belongs to Him. Anyone that partakes in any of this is commanded to bow his knees to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's it. Because you are using what belongs to Him. If you don't want to serve Him, close your eyes to the sun. Don't breathe His air. Don't drink His water. Therefore, we declare that every corner of this nation belongs to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every obstruction to the progress of His work and His word, be it religious, be it political, we decide that it is broken now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare it so in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every obstruction to the progress of the knowledge of God in this nation, Nigeria, every square inch to the remotest corner of northeastern Nigeria, where all this crisis has been arising from, we declare that every obstruction is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, God said something. He was speaking to Nebuchadnezzar. He said, the instrument of my wrath. He said, after a while, I will turn around and punish him for his sins. Listen, every agent of darkness, get ready for the judgment of God. And we say, Lord, let your judgment be released so as to purge this land of iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's Nigeria's 53rd anniversary today. We bless it with the blessing of God.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Let's bless Nigeria. Say it. Everybody just say after me. Say, happy birthday, Nigeria.
Happy birthday, Nigeria.
We bless it with the blessing of God.
Peace is yours in the name of Jesus.
Say, prosperity is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace dwells in you in the name of Jesus. Prosperity is found within your palaces in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, like you believe, the gospel of Jesus prospers in you. Listen, I like the prophetic word given by two men, credible men. Number one, they used to call him Paelton. Saw him only once on TV many years ago when I was like 11 years old. He was being interviewed by Archbishop Benson Idahosa. That's the first person. He said he saw a vision of this nation. He packed, left his country and came and lived and he died here as an old man. Number two, Reinhard Bonnke. Reinhard Bonnke said that Africa is shaped like a gun. That go and check it, the trigger is in Nigeria. Both of them declared that this nation has a special... That's why you don't open your mouth and talk nonsense. That Lord Lugard is the one that created, is not God. What power does Lord Lugard, what power did he have that God didn't give him? God put him there to enact his will, to enact his decree. Yes. Therefore, we are speaking to Nigeria. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
you will fulfill that divine destiny.
From here,
the gospel of Jesus,
will
spread to every corner of Africa.
From here,
that light
will
shine upon the whole continent.
And from this continent,
it will shine upon the rest of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, while I was in Onitsha, I met one man who is a missionary in is a Nigerian, in an Anglican priest, a missionary in a lot of Francophone countries. We finally struck a deal here and I can't speak French, although I promise him I'm going to start learning French. Because he explained something to me. He said that these Francophone countries, they are backward like mad. That there was a place he went where they used to kill. If a child is an albino, they kill. That's the one he went to go and fight because somebody, took a girl and took her away. He died because from that area. So he not volunteered to come and talk to them. They drove 2.5 hours by road. Then they came down, entered the bike, and they were riding. You know, he said, hey, God, I hope nobody will kill me today. You know, that kind of thing. You enter inside. That was when he found that it was not only albinos that they killed, they still were killing twins. Any child that had anything that looked like a problem, they killed. He said, when he finished talking to them, explained that each person is special, God has a purpose for each person. They were looking at him. When he finished, the elders got up to talk. He said, he was wondering whether they wanted to order him stoned or executed from. So he said, what did they say? That they had never heard this before in their life. In their lives, none of them. That they didn't know there was a different option from killing those children. They had never heard that. Nobody had ever told them it is bad. I said, Jesus is Lord. That nobody had ever said, this thing you are doing is bad. It was just normal to them. They didn't think anything of it. They just lived their, in quote, righteous life like that. He was talking about the importance of preaching. He said, all the good materials are in English. All these books you are reading recklessly. Can they give you that? Most of them are in English. He and I came to an agreement. I said, he took our web address. I said, just pick all the tracks you want. We'll translate to French and we'll send to you. He said, fine. So if that shouldn't work, that he will translate to French. Send the translated version to us and we'll print. And first initial agreement, we're sending him 20,000 copies. Tracks. These are our tracks that we know we take for granted. We just see he's begging for it. I said, don't worry. That one we can do. I'll pick a few of those small books, translate to French. When you see me in Alliance Francaise tomorrow, this is the reason. You know. This is the reason. You know. I'm telling you, because when he finished talking with me, what he was saying that, look, please, those of you that speak English, realize that the French people, they are not enjoying what you are enjoying. You know. That we need that. In fact, his own was that what I need is materials. That even tells people that even though, because it was speaking on me, I went for a program in about 4 days. Different people spoke. He spoke on missions. I taught on some other things. So that I listened to his teaching. He told me, I told that, listen, that with all the talk he has talked, he's not really as eager for people to come as he's eager for them to send something. That most of them can't use, they can't function there yet because they speak French, so they can't function there. So if you can't come, just send him something. And number one thing, he wanted materials. So I said to him, no problem. We'll translate our tracks. I said, just read through them. The ones that you think will best suit the kind of ministry, word that the people need, let us have it. My plan was to go look for where the, not somebody who learned French yesterday. By the time they finish, now the people think they are reading Greek. That's not what I'm doing. Somebody who can speak French the way you and I speak English. That will translate the things to French and then print them and send to him. He was excited. So, Felix, no Tito. You speak French? Eh? Okay. It's good. It's good. You'll be our missionary to the Francophone countries. While Israel goes to Kenya. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Therefore, let's declare. Say, Nigeria, hear this. You will spread this gospel. To the rest of Africa. You will spread this gospel. To the rest of the world. You will spread this gospel. To backsliding nations. You will spread this gospel. To nations that have never heard it before. Because this is your divine destiny. You will do it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, this is what life is about. The use of these words. All Satan is trying to do is to persuade you that you shouldn't. So he tells you all kinds of news. Bad news all the time on TV. So that you will join other people and start saying that it's a useless country. And if we all agree it's a useless country, it will be to us according to those words. But we reject that. Amen. I said we reject that.
Amen.
We decree that it's a good country.
Amen.
We decree that it's a good country.
Amen.
Economic development will come into it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Men will rush from every corner of the world. He said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. men that have billions of dollars to invest righteously, they will come here and they will invest it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will come to pass that oil will not be our, you know, largest export.
Amen.
We will export cars.
Amen.
We will export tire.
Amen.
Food.
Amen.
Not in the former way, in a good way, human beings.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Not slaves, but as experts.
Amen.
That's what I mean. We'll export preachers.
Amen.
We'll export doctors.
Amen.
We'll export engineers.
Amen.
We'll export teachers.
Amen.
We'll export all kinds of people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We'll export soldiers to some of these European countries.
Amen.
Go and quell riots there. Greatness, say it.
Greatness
is your portion.
Oh,
Nigeria.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
That's what greatness means. So. Say it again. Greatness,
greatness
is your portion.
Is your portion.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I declare to you again. Greatness, you that listening to me. Greatness is your portion.
Amen.
For loving the land. For bringing forth. With your words and your prayers and your desires, righteousness unto this land, you also will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. For using your prayers, your desires, and your words to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness in this land, I said, let every other thing be added to you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Long life is added to you.
Yeah.
I said, long life is added to you.
Yeah.
Prosperity is added to you.
Yeah.
Joy and happiness is added to you.
Amen.
Fulfillment of every side is added to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because of your goodness and your wonderful works that you have done in our lives. We thank you once again, Lord, for this nation. Thank you. Thank you. Because our words, Lord, will be fulfilled upon this land. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.